It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Police have charged the estranged wife of Van Cliburn piano competition winner Vadim Kolodenko with capital murder after she was found stabbed and their daughters were found dead last week in a suburb of Fort Worth. Authorities believe Sofia Sigankova, 31 years old, killed their daughters and stabbed herself before her husband was scheduled to pick up his children for a regular visit. The two were divorced. She's recovering at a hospital where she's being held in lieu of $2 million bail. Kolodenko became a Van Cliburn gold medalist in 2013, winning the $50,000 award at age 26. The family moved to Texas the next year. If convicted, Sigankova could get the death penalty. One Sunday afternoon, he conducted Mahler's Symphony No. 8 in Verizon Hall, and the following Monday, Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nezet-Seguin was at Penn Medicine Hospital for surgery. The conductor had outpatient surgery to mend an epigastric hernia. Orchestra spokeswoman Catherine Blodgett said she didn't know if the surgery was actually scheduled or necessitated by a sudden condition. After a 3 to 4 week recovery, Nezet-Seguin is expected to be back on the podium for concerts in Philly starting April 8th. Feeling a little down? Well, put down those antidepressants and join that hippie drum circle in the park. Researchers in London have found evidence of a unique and effective treatment for anxiety and depression that even alters inflammatory immune responses for the better. Just like that famous Don't Fear the Reaper SNL skit, the cure for this particular form of fever may indeed be more cowbell, or in this case, more percussion. An exploratory examination found 10 weeks of group drumming provided significant benefits for people who had sought help for mental health issues, and improvements persisted for at least 3 months after the sessions ended, demonstrating the psychological effects of group drumming and suggesting underlying biological effects, supporting its therapeutic potential for mental health. So says a research team of the Royal College of Music Center for Performance Science. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour. Playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.